It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Apparently, there is an asteroid that is going to be buzzing by the planet. Like, we don't have enough to worry about.
Is it the same one that passed a while back?
No, this is a different one. This is a near-Earth object that NASA calls it. It's going to be zooming pretty close to the Earth over the day or over the next day or so. There's two of them. They're being tracked by NASA, will come closest to Earth sometime Thursday morning, so this morning, and one of them is rather large, the size of a passenger jet. Whatever. That's fine.
I don't know.
Nah.
Well, that's fine.
I'll palm that thing. I'll palm it, and then I'll throw it back into space.
You know, there are times where I'm like, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. Sometimes I think Earth needs a reset because what's going on these days is just...
Well, you know my theory on asteroids. I'm all for them, but they got to be a global killer because if I die, everyone else is going out with me. I don't want to miss...
Brock's a little selfish when it comes to dying.
I don't want to miss out on any of the fun, man. So, no, what would happen is the big asteroid would be diverted. We'd send Mel Gibson or Bruce Willis and his crew up there. They'd blow up the asteroid. But there'd be that one little pea-sized chunk of the asteroid that would just come barreling down to Earth and go right through my dome. I'd be the only one. I'd be the only one to die.
It's a little pebble hits your head.
No!
What the hell?
He's the only one to die from the asteroid.
And then Bruce Willis is up to it. Sorry about that.
My bad. I zigged when I should have zagged. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know if you can see it in the sky or what's going on with it, but there you go, asteroid.
I mean, let's all sing Kumbaya and just let it happen.
Just let it happen. See, we'll just have an end of the world party. It'll be great. You know, it'll be great.
It'll be quick. I don't even feel it.
Lastly, I thought this was kind of funny. According to a new study, the character Hawkeye is the most valuable member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, when I read that, I was like, what? Hawkeye? What they mean is money-wise. So, of the 23 films, Marvel films, such as box office earnings, critic scores, and industry awards, they found that movies featuring Hawkeye were big winners. Here's the thing, though, is that most of the time, Hawkeye just kind of small little, I mean, he shoots arrows. He's the lamest Avenger out there. He just shoots arrows. He doesn't have any superpowers. He just shoots arrows. He's a good shot with a bow. I mean, come on.
How about this? Why is that even a fact? It's not real. It's made up. What? Who cares? Well, the Hawkeye's the most richest of them all. Yes, it's because some guy wrote it and said so. It's not like he's out there working his ass off.
Who cares? It's funny when Hunter gets upset about the Marvel Universe. Literally made billions of dollars. He's like, whatever. You haven't seen any of them.
I haven't watched like the last three of them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happens. Guy, you know, superhero comes up, loses his powers. The bad guy comes and is making it rain for a while. Oh, and then somehow he comes back. And he gets his powers back, and at the end of the movie, he saves everybody. And
You're so far off. Dude. You're so far off, it's not even
I watched Iron Man, the first one. That was good enough.
It was good. You got to watch the new ones before you make
it
your
was
ridiculous
like,
assumptions.
Crash and brah.
Before you make your ridiculous assumptions, you got to watch them.
I can't wrap my head around it. They destroy cities, saving one. Like the Hawk movie. It's like, dude, yes, you saved whatever you were trying to save, but look at the cities you destroyed.
You can rebuild cities, Hunter. You can't rebuild people, okay? How about that? Think about that. Huh? If you were an Avenger, you'd understand that.
I'm more of a Batman. I like Batman.
Hey, you know, I wonder how Hawkeye stacks up to Batman.
Not even close. Hawkeye's were, in my mind, as far as the Avengers, like, if they're like, Brock, you're in danger. We're going to send you an Avenger to protect you. And they send me Hawkeye. I'd be like, what? Send me Iron Man or something. Yeah, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. Send me someone other than Hawkeye. Anyway. I can shoot a bow and arrow. What are you talking about? Anyway, there you go. All right, that's your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock